You've heard this story before. A well-compensated factory worker or miner loses their job. There are few, if any, jobs available that use the skill sets obtained and refined during prior employment, resulting in extended periods of unemployment and severe declines in standards of living. But there may be times when a job seeker fails to recognize the existence of job openings that use skills that they have simply because the job titles are so different. The Labor Department maintains an ONET database that shows how much overlap exists between many seemingly dissimilar occupations. Service industry jobs, for instance, require social skills and experience working with customers, which also applies to sales and office jobs. As another example, roofers develop many of the skill sets required by structural iron workers and rail car repairers. Yet another example is that childcare workers have many of the skills that are required by retail workers, office clerks, and hospitality coordinators. Several new job boards, including Opportunity at Work and Skillful, use an approach to match workers with employers, job coaches, and training programs based on skills rather than on credentials. That would appear to be a promising approach. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Aniban Basu.